This is the Janet Marie Show, episode 366.
You're listening to the Janet Marie Show. Tune in every week for practical marketing advice that will help you make more money in your business. And now, here's your host, Janet Marie.
This episode is part of a week-long challenge to help you improve your Facebook paid engagement. There's three main ways you can use the content. So number one, you can take part in the challenge with me live. It's happening between September 16th and 22nd, 2019. And if you sign up for the challenge over at janetmarie.co.uk/Facebook Page Challenge, you'll get a daily email with a small task to complete that's designed to help you increase the engagement on your Facebook page this week. We also have a dedicated Facebook group where you can hang out with others taking part in the challenge, and there'll be some exciting things going on, like prizes and leaderboards, and I'll be doing everything I can to incentivize you to grow your engagement on your Facebook page this week. Number two, if you're listening in the future, you can still take part in the challenge. So if you go to that URL, janetmarie.co.uk/Facebook Page Challenge, you can still take part and you can work through the materials at your own pace. But the only difference that you might find is that the Facebook group, depending on when you join the challenge, the Facebook group may not still be open, but it really depends on when you join the challenge. And finally, number three, if you choose, you can decide just to take these podcast episodes as standalone pieces of content, and I'll give you a list now of what to expect. So episode 365, why your Facebook page isn't getting enough engagement and what to do about it. Episode 366, what to post on your Facebook page to get more engagement. Episode 367, why value posts aren't enough to get engagement on your Facebook page. Episode 368, how asking questions can help you get engagement on your Facebook page and how to ask brilliant ones. Episode 369, why opinionated content works well for your Facebook page and how to do it. Episode 370, how sharing personal experiences can boost engagement on your Facebook page. And episode 371, how to develop a Facebook page strategy. So if you'd like to take part in the challenge, if you'd like to take part in it live, or you'd like to work through the materials at your own pace, if you're listening in the future, then head over to janetmarie.co.uk/Facebook Page Challenge. So it's janetmarie.co.uk/Facebook Page Challenge, and I will put that link in the show notes too. If you're struggling to get engagement on your Facebook page, you may be confused about what kind of content you should be sharing. Well, over the last few years, I've tested out hundreds of different posts on my Facebook page and also on my clients' pages as well. And I've come to the conclusion that there's just four different types of Facebook posts that tend to get the most engagement. So what I'm going to do in this episode is I'm going to talk to you about each of those four. I'm just going to give you an overview. And then in the next four episodes, I'm going to talk about each one in turn and really break it down and show you how to construct those types of posts. So first off, though, this is the overview. So number one, I need to know this content. So this is basically content that you create, which is designed to solve a problem or just add value for your audience. So an example for me might be sharing tips on how to pitch yourself as a podcast guest. So how to get on somebody else's podcast as an interviewee. That will be an example of I need to know this content. And I could create that as a blog or a vlog. I could share one that I'd already written, or I could actually create a bespoke piece of content. Another example might be sharing a piece of industry news. So for example, if you're a social media manager, you might share some information about some new updates to Instagram, something like that. Another way of adding value can actually just be about making people smile. So I have a client called Jenny. She has a cat hotel called The Great Catsby. You should definitely check out her page. And for her, actually just posting really beautiful cat videos or cat pictures could just be enough to make people smile and to, that can solve a problem for people. And that could be a great way to get engagement on your page. So I need to know this content. That's when you're really just adding value, you're solving a problem, making somebody's day easier. And that kind of content tends to work really well. It can take a little bit of, there's a little bit of an art to get people to engage with that kind of content, actually, but I will cover that in the next podcast episode. So the next type of content is I know about that content. So basically, people love to share their ideas and they love to give you their opinions and views. So any kind of content where you ask people to state their opinions or preferences generally works a treat. So this could be anything from asking people to give you their opinion on your new logo for your business, or it could be if you sell handbags, asking people whether you should stock your new range in pink or blue, or even as one of my clients did. One of my clients runs a holiday cottage and she did a really successful post where she just asked people whether they like to have an iron in a holiday cottage or not. So asking people their opinions can be such a great way to get engagement on your page. The best thing about it is that people don't need to have any special knowledge or experience. Like, anybody can say whether they prefer logo A or logo B, or whether they prefer the bag in pink or blue. There's no fear of embarrassing yourself. It's really easy for people to get involved, which is why those posts work so well. So the third type of content is this is what I think content. So people love to share their opinions, and particularly on topics that are divisive. So for example, one of my clients, Rosie, she's a hypnotherapist and a psychotherapist, and she posted on her page to ask people whether you should put your toddler on reins, because she'd been using reins with her toddler. She'd noticed a few raised eyebrows, and that post got tons and tons of engagement for Rosie. So people love to share their opinions, particularly if it's on a topic that's divisive. It can be a great way to get engagement on your page. And the fourth type of content is what I generally refer to as I know how that feels content. So people love to share their experiences and their advice, which is why when you're prepared to be a little bit more vulnerable, a little bit more personal, then people will generally engage more. So for example, I shared a post on my Facebook page about how I'd picked up an injury last year in my London Marathon training. I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to actually go ahead and do the race. And that got tons of engagement, because even if people haven't run a marathon, have no intention of doing so, they know how it feels to work really hard towards something and then experience disappointment. So the key thing about all of these is that they're relatable. And I think it's really worth remembering that Facebook is primarily a friends and family platform. So that's why these personal posts, the kind of things that you would actually post on your own personal Facebook wall, that's why they often do better on your Facebook page than business-related posts. You might find this a bit frustrating, because you might think, well, actually, this is the kind of thing that I would post on my own Facebook profile. Like, why is this working better than me talking about my business? And we will talk more as we go about how you can bring it round to business and turn it into sales. And this is not to say that you have to share your deepest, darkest secrets, or you have to kind of air your dirty laundry. It's about choosing topics that you feel comfortable to share. But if you are willing to be a little bit more personal, a little bit more vulnerable, then you're likely to get much more engagement. So I'll just run through those four types of content for you again. The first type is I need to know this content, when you're adding value or solving a problem. The second type is I know about that. So you're just asking people to give you their opinion or state their preferences on something really simple. It doesn't have to be business related. The third one, this is what I think. You're inviting people to give an opinion, and generally topics that are a little bit more divisive tend to work better. And finally, I know how that feels. So when you share a personal experience, one that others can relate to, you generally will get much more engagement. So if you're taking part in my Facebook page engagement challenge, your task for today is simply to come up with a list of 5 ideas for each of those 4 types of content. We're going to be working on them in more detail over the days to come, and you're going to be creating posts around them. But all I want you to do for the moment is just come up with some ideas for those 4 types of content. If you're taking part in the challenge, then do be brave, get in the Facebook group and discuss your ideas with other people. That's what it's there for. And good luck. I'm really happy to help you out if you get stuck. So I hope you found that useful. And remember, if you're not currently taking part in my Facebook page engagement challenge, it's not too late to join. Just head over to janetmurray.co.uk/Facebook page challenge. So that's janetmurray.co.uk/Facebook page challenge.
You've just been listening to The Janet Murray Show. If you enjoyed the show, you can show your appreciation by leaving a review on iTunes. And don't forget to head over to www.janetmurray.co.uk for more marketing tips that will help you make more money in your business.